Hoki mai anō rai, te iwi ki te reo i rirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika marunga i te kaha o te iharere, iwa te kau māwhitu i ratahi. Waino rai tā tauma, kua tai te wā kia pikatu anō maua tahi ki te waia kōrero. Ki te pōhiri mai to tā tauma nuhiri mo tēnei haora ko Season Mary Downs tērā. Mai ia tūkou legacy, engari me tāhuri a ki tātai ki te waia kōrero ki te pōhiri aia, tēnā koe Season, pēhiana koe.
Kia ora, whai anā hau, tēnei rā.
Rāwe.
Ngā mihi atu ki a koe, hei whaiwa ki te kōrero ki a māua tahi. Ko Daphne i roto ngā āhuatanga o te matariki. Engari i mua tō tātou kōrero he wāhi mau ki te hakamōhio tia mai ki te hunga hakarongo kōwai koe no hia koe.
Tēnā koutou ko Season Mary Downs, te uri a hau no rāhiri, hi tūkou no te māro hine amaru. Ko Ngāti Hine me te kapotau ngā hapū, no Moirawa ahau.
Oh, ka pai, ka pai. Yes, again, and in the celebration time of Matariki, yesterday we were talking with Stacey Morrison, who's going to be emceeing the Matariki Awards alongside of Mātai Smith, and we have seen and been notified that yourself and your business of Tūkou have been nominated for one of these awards.
Our charity or kaupapa. Not a business, but...
Kaupapa.
Kaupapa. We have, and we received notification a couple of days ago and we were overwhelmed. It was such a delight to hear. You know, none of us do this mahi in our communities for recognition, but when it comes, it's really nice for our team and for our towns where we're from, Moirua and Kōkawa.
Oh, ka pai.
Rawe, so we've heard a lot of stories about the Tūkou Legacy Kaupapa, but for those that are not sure where the idea to name your Pākehi Tūkou came from, so can you give us a little bit of kōrero about the history of Tūkou Legacy and where the kōrero was derived from?
So you might know that our whānau from Ngāti Hine, born and raised in Moirua and Kōkawa, our parents are both from there. And the tūkou is the kumara that Hineamaru planted at Paparata in Waiomio. And so Hineamaru obviously was the ancestress of Ngāti Hine. And so for us, the tūkou represents the legacy of leadership, of rangatiratanga and sustainability. Represents the ability to live on our own rangatiratanga as a hapū and a iwi.
Wow. And, especially with the clothing, has just blown up all over the place. I'm seeing all over Facebook, regardless of what iwi you're from. It's not something like it's just Ngāpuhi or Te Tai Tukero. It's actually all over the place. And as we have sort of really spoken about is with technology these days, we are able to reach the world. And it seems like your clothing has gone and done the same.
It has. So the clothing was based on some of the kōrero that came out of the Te Tiriti o Waitangi claims up here and on he whakaputanga and Te Tiriti. So the kupu on the clothing, he whenua rangatira, mana I te whenua and ko mātou ko ngā tino rangatira come from the declaration. And, those are documents which people connect to across the motu. They see it as an affirmation of our sovereignty. And for us, we really wanted to find ways to connect that, what we were hearing, which felt so empowering to everybody. And that's where the idea for the clothing came from. And it is huge. It employs, our clothing now employs people locally. We have four members on our staffing team who are packing orders every week and getting new kākahu in. And to date, we've produced over 37,000 items of clothing. So to us, it's been a movement and it's been just amazing watching everybody move away from the big brands to choose our own kupu and our own legacy.
Aye, and that's something that we see a lot lately is that, you know, our rangatahi and our whānau Māori are actually encouraging to support local businesses. And I think for youth, particularly there in Moirua, there was already a lot of support from whānau, hapū and iwi for this kaupapa. And from then on, it's just blown up and we've all seen them. Joel's got a jersey on now and we see people down in town, you know, and it's just like, oh, kia ora, you just know that they're Māori.
Everybody, because it is a shared legacy, and everyone can identify with the mana of those words. We all know about being kaitiaki, and we all aspire to be self-determining and live on rangatiratanga. So.
Well, then again, you know, just a massive congratulations. You know, it has started off from just small at the back there, like in Moirawai, as you said, and it's just really blowing up. And so, what was it exactly? Can you remind our listeners again? What was it exactly? Did they say, or with the information that you received, that really got them? That really got you the nomination?
I actually have no idea. I don't know who nominated us or what was behind the nomination. It might be just because there is so much profile around the things that the charity has done locally. We obviously also did the Menstrual Cup Kaupapa to address period poverty. So there's not only the clothing to the charity, and some of the other things that our volunteers and our community have worked on have received a lot of media attention. So I think because of that, we were probably on the radar. But when I compare us to the others that are in the category, which is Smear Your Mayor and Hako's Kaupapa, those are also amazing and transformational. So we're really honoured to be amongst those charities. I think that's outstanding for us, and we're just honoured to be there.
Oh, tēnā koe, Susan, for coming on our show this afternoon and having a kōrero. Definitely is inspirational, especially for a lot of whānau out there that are probably thinking into getting into their own pākehi, whether it be clothing lines or taputapu taonga and things like that. Do you have any words of encouragement for those people that are looking to get into entrepreneurial mahi?
Well, I see so much of it emerging at the moment. Our rangatahi have the best of both worlds. They've got the technology. You know us, we've got a few gaps. Mm. But they're amazing, and they're coming through. And so my words to them is to just do it. Go hard. Figure out what you need to do. Because we can't have too many good things in our culture. You know, we need people to be doing what they can to address our issues and to empower our culture. So I think it's amazing, and I hope people do more.
Oh, well, no, we can't disagree there with anything that you said in that remark, that we are always ourselves and our mahi trying to raise any of positive aspects for not only Te Hiku or Te Tai Tukere, but just for Māori in general. And so again, with you getting nominated for such a cause, and not only for yourselves, we very much are behind it. And as Daphne said, I'm wearing one of the... clothing wear right now, you know, he whenua rangatira, and I know that all of us, anyone who has purchased something like this or even supported any of your guys' mahi, you know, standing very proud beside you, and we absolutely agree that we all hope that it goes to the next level for this. And so on saying that, we wish you the best for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, thank you. We feel that support, so kia ora.
Ka pai. Ngā mihi.
Ka te ake rahe tātai mā kuia ko te reo kōrero o Susan Mary Downs. Me tōna pākehi ai kia nei ko Tūkou Legacy. Tikara ngā kōrero e tātai mā kua hurapa whānui te ai te motu. A tāwahi hoki no reira. Neira te mihi nui ki aia i para i tēnei huarahi. A mai te kōkiritanga o Taua Kaupapa Tūkou Legacy. Kua kitea tātou e etahi atu Kaupapa pēnei i a Hine. Hine Collections. Etahi atu kua hāngai a Panikoti Māori me etahi tīpare. Aua āhuatanga katoa, kua whāngai enei momo Kaupapa i te Maria Māori. Kia whai taua huarahi, en koe ako te mea rawe rawa atu.
Ai, atu i te atāhua o ngā kākahu me te mahana o enei kākahu ko te Kaupapa, te mea nui o enei o ngā kākahu me te Kaupapa nui rawa atu o Tūkou no reira e te whānau. Mautoni mai, kia māwatahi ko Daphne Rungi tō tātou hōtaka o taumatahanga, me tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika.